Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Hello, friends. My name is Reverend John Reynolds, and it's my joy to welcome you to worship on this fourth Sunday of Advent. We're so grateful to have you with us in worship today, and we hope that this service is a blessing to you as you gather inside your homes or listening online through your smartphone. We're so grateful that you decided to make this your spiritual home. We'd like to take a moment to invite you to fill out a connection card, which can be found on our website, www.brightonfumc.org. We would love to have you fill that out so we can record your attendance and know that you are with us this morning for worship. In addition to that, we would love to have you share this video so that other folks that you might know can have the blessing of experiencing this worship service as well. We hope that this service is meaningful to you as you move through this holiday season. May you continue to be blessed, to be a blessing in our community and our world. Thanks be to God, and let us worship God together this day. Amen.
The season of Advent continues. The waiting is nearly over. We join with a hopeful throng in the lighting of the Advent candles, symbols of our faith and signs of God's love. We are a people of hope, people of love, and people of joy. Today we light the candle of peace. This light, too, must brave great darkness. In an age when people so seldom find peace within themselves, and when all the earth stands in times of despair, we light a fire called peace.
Peace that is not merely the absence of war and conflict, illness or virus, but peace that is the fullness of blessing for all. That is the peace for which we dare to hope. The Christ comes to bring peace to those who have been separated from God and one another. In the name of the child that was born so long ago, we light the candle of peace. In following Christ's teachings, we nurture our hope for peace even today.
Hi everyone, my name is Bailey. I am the Children's and Student Ministries Director with First United Methodist Church. Thank you so much for joining us virtually this Sunday. It is the fourth Sunday of Advent, and I love this season, as I've said every week. I absolutely love this season. I love the season leading up to Christmas. I just love the peace and the hope and the joy and all of these wonderful memories that we get to celebrate and make every new year. We get to make new memories with our families. And even though this year might look a little different, I'm sure people are making all sorts of brand new memories this year. So I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you. We're only 5 days away. How crazy is that? It feels like we blinked and the year went by. Somehow it felt longer in the middle of it, but now it feels like Christmas is just around the corner, and it really is. I mean, I can hardly believe it. The beautiful thing about Christmas is this concept of being with people. And I think that we've discovered this year more than any year before how much it means to be with people, to be together. I think this year more than any other year in our history has shown us the power of being with people, the power of someone's presence, the power of someone being there beside you in the flesh. And so what's super cool about Christmas is that's one of the things we celebrate. We celebrate God in flesh, Jesus Christ's birth. That is what we celebrate on Christmas, right? And it's just a beautiful, beautiful reminder. Jesus, Emmanuel, means God with us. In our scripture reading today, an angel comes to Joseph, Jesus' earthly father, in a dream, and tells him that he will name his son Jesus, and that he is going to be Emmanuel, God with us. I absolutely love this idea that Jesus came to be with us, really to be with us. And then he spent his whole life being with people. He spent his whole life walking around, spending time with people, hanging out with them, even and especially the people that people didn't think Jesus should be hanging out with. So I just love this concept of God with us, Emmanuel, and that we celebrate that at Christmas. And I have an ornament for you today. What I love about this ornament, it was actually passed down from my grandmother. It's really beautiful. It has this beautiful navy blue with gold stars. I just think it's really pretty. But the reason I wanted to share this one with you today is that just like the moon and just like the stars, they don't go away during the day, right? They're still there. They're still up there in space, but we don't always see them. The thing about the stars and the moon is that it's not like they go away. It's not like they vanish just because we don't see them during the day. They're actually still there. They're still up in space. They don't just disappear. But we can't see them. And just like for a time during the day when we can't see the moon and we can't see the stars, we're in this time today when Jesus hasn't returned yet. Jesus lived his life, he ascended into heaven, and he promised that one day he would come back, and then we would get to celebrate even more. But we're in this time where we can't see Jesus, but that doesn't mean he's gone. And the beautiful, beautiful part about Christmas and this Advent season is that we get to remember that he truly came to this earth to be with his people, to be Emmanuel, God with us. Just like the stars and the moon, we're going to see him again one day. Let's pray together. Jesus, thank you so much for coming to earth for us. Thank you for coming and bringing your presence and your hope and your love into this world. And every Christmas time, we get to remember what an amazing gift that truly was. So thank you. Thank you. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Bye, everyone. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
Good morning. How are you all doing on this beautiful wintry Michigan morning? Oh, hot tea. This is great. This morning we're going to be reading scripture from Matthew, and it's about Joseph and the dream that he had. No, that's the wrong Joseph. Not Joseph in the Technicolor dream coat. Joseph, the husband of Mary. Let me read it for you. Just a minute. This is from Matthew chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and he took Mary as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne him a son, and they named him Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. That's an interesting one. Oh, my tea's getting cold. I'm going to go warm it up, and then I'm ready to hear what the pastors have to say about it. See you later.
Will you please pray with me? God of peace and light, God of love and mercy, speak to us in this time of worship. Make your presence known to us. Open our hearts to receive the word that you might have us hear today. Encourage us as disciples walking in the way of Jesus. Enliven us with passion for sharing your love and changing the world to more fully reflect your kingdom here on earth. God of peace and light, God of love and mercy, we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so time now for a little confession from one of your pastors. Are you ready? Earlier this week, I woke up just feeling pretty anxious, just feeling pretty grumpy. I hadn't slept well the night before. One of our kids had been up in the night. And when I woke up, I was already running late because I had pushed snooze too long on my alarm. The coffee pot, it wasn't flowing. The best part of waking up was yet to be in my cup because one of the outlets wasn't working for the coffee pot. And one of my kids was really upset because we didn't have clean sweatpants for them to wear, and they were gonna have to wear jeans to school that day, and they were not feeling it. The day was overcast and it was incredibly cold, and I was just feeling a little bit cranky, a little bit tired. Do you know the book, Alexander's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day? Yeah, I was feeling that day starting out to mirror Alexander's. It was not a day that I had planned to have. So confession from one of your pastors, not only was I a little cranky as I scurried around the house and Pastor John scurried around the house getting the kids ready for school and getting myself out the door, but I was also feeling anxious. A clear lack of peace to the start of my day. Things were not going at all as I had planned. As the morning progressed, John then drove the kids to school. He got them dropped off, and I got myself a cup of coffee from a local coffee shop since my pot at home wasn't working. And then I sat down after getting my coffee. I sat down at my computer to start doing some work on my sermon. I took a great big breath, breathing in the aroma of hazelnut coffee and breathing out the internal chaos I'd been feeling that morning. And I began to find myself centered, and I began to find myself calm again. Do you have mornings like this? Do you ever have a morning that doesn't go quite as you have planned? Do you ever have those Alexander's terrible, horrible, no good, very bad days? Do you know that feeling? If there was ever a biblical character to have one of these terrible, horrible, no good, very bad days, I suppose it could have been Joseph. Joseph, the husband of Mary, the mother of Jesus, that Joseph. There's many Josephs in the Bible. But I'm talking about this Joseph, the one that was engaged to Mary. If there was ever a biblical character that it could have imagined their plans going differently, it was definitely Joseph. So this morning, let's turn to the scripture passage. Let's hear Joseph's story about life going in a completely unexpected direction. I'm going to be reading from Matthew's gospel, the story about Jesus' birth that's found in Matthew's gospel and Luke's gospel. I'm reading from Matthew's gospel this morning as we hear what Joseph planned to do when he had learned that Mary was expecting. And then we're going to hear what Joseph actually did. So he had plans, and then we're going to discover what Joseph actually did. Is he going to have one of those terrible, horrible, no good, very bad days? Is he going to find peace? How do his plans change? Let's find out as we turn to the words of Scripture, as we turn to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 18 through 25. Hear now the word of God. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And all of this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Look, that the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke from the dream, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He took her as his wife, but he did not have marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As you listened to the scripture passage this morning, did you catch that change of plans in the scripture? Did you catch all of the surprises that took place around the birth of Jesus, learning about the birth of Jesus? Not once, but at least twice, Joseph must have been quite surprised around the birth of Jesus. First, of course, he was surprised to learn that Mary was expecting and it wasn't his biological child. Unfortunately, the scripture in Matthew and in Luke, unfortunately, the scripture doesn't share with us the story about how Joseph found out. I'm sure it was probably a really good story. Most people have good stories around finding out about how they were expecting a child, and I'm sure this one was probably a really good story, but we don't know. We don't know if Mary told him, if another angel told him. We don't know how he found out. Really, it's left to our imagination to imagine how might that story have looked like, what might have transpired as Joseph found out that Mary was expecting. But what we do know is once Joseph was aware of Mary's pregnancy, he planned to dismiss her quietly. Being this righteous man, he wanted to end the engagement quietly, respectfully. So the second time then that Joseph was surprised was then in this dream, when an angel tells him that he should go ahead and marry Mary. Not divorce her quietly, but to marry her. A visit from this angel, then we get these instructions, and that must have been certainly a surprise. But it must not have only been a surprise, it must have been an incredible change of plans for Joseph. He would take Mary as his wife, accept God's son as his own, give him the name Jesus. I mean, wow, what a surprise, what a change of plans. What an unexpected experience. How do you respond to surprises? How do you respond to a change of plans when it was least expected? For me, the other day, I was not responding well. I was not responding well to the change of plans. The coffee pot wasn't working, not my plan. I overslept, not my plan. I wanted to get up early that day. Talking my child off the mountain and talking to my child about wearing jeans rather than sweatpants, that was not my plan for the morning. Neither was it my child's plan. And having an overly stressful morning, that was not my plan. It wasn't going how I wanted. How do you respond to surprises? How do you respond to changes in life when they come about? 2020 seems like it's been one surprise and one change of plans after another. And I've gotten sort of tired of some of the surprises that have come our way in 2020. Probably you have too. And I've certainly gotten tired of all of the adaption of plans that have had to then follow. I think it's fed to some of these cranky mornings I've experienced when I really am a morning person. I think it's fed into some of these Alexander's terrible, horrible, no good, very bad days that I've experienced. Surprises and changes of plan, we've all experienced it this year. We've experienced changes to work schedules and how we do work. We've experienced changes in schooling, how we do online worship and church ministry in general. Changes to grocery shopping and eating at restaurants. We now know our favorite takeout places. Changes to seeing family and friends, to traveling, and just even how we use our free time. Changes to important life events like graduations and weddings and funerals and retirements. Changes to birthday parties and holiday celebrations, family reunions. Changes to just about every aspect of our lives. What's that been like for you? What's been that been like for you as you've navigated some of these surprises and you've had to change course and change plans? What have you needed as you've adjusted course time and time again? I'll tell you what I've needed. In a year when it seems like there's been so many changes, I found myself needing some incredible good news. I've needed some good news. In a year when we've received news of Australian wildfires and hurricanes and natural disasters and murder hornets, in a year of cancellation of the Olympics and sports in general and all things, concerts and big public gatherings, I sure could use some good news. In a year when we can't find toilet paper or hand soap when we go to the store, I sure could use some good news. A year when we've received news about the death of George Floyd and countless other persons of color due to police brutality and injustice in our world, I sure could use some good news. In a year when we've received news of COVID cases constantly on the rise and frontline workers exhausted and medical professionals pushed to their limits and arguments over a piece of cloth on our faces and politics dividing friendships and families, I sure could use some good news, couldn't you? Couldn't you use some good news? In need of some good news, I find that we're at the right place. We're reading the right story for the most amazing news. Turning to the Gospel of Matthew, we find just the good news that we have been waiting for, that we have been longing for, that we have been craving for, that we have been praying for. From Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 23, it reads, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Mary, she'll give birth to a son, and he will be Emmanuel. God is with us. That's the good news that we have been longing for, church. That's the news that Joseph clung to when he learned that his life was being turned upside down and it was changing and it was surprising. But that's the news he clung to, that God would be with him, that peace would endure through change and surprise because Emmanuel would be with him. God would be with him and made visible. Made visible, God entered the world through the birth of Jesus Christ, taking on human form. God became a baby born of his mother Mary. And then through the pains of labor and the mourning cry that they heard, the incarnation became real through Jesus' birth. Jesus became Emmanuel, God forever with us in this form of this tiny, helpless, precious little baby boy. God entered the world, and his name was Jesus, God with us. If there is ever a time that we've needed to hear some good news and be reminded that God is always with us, now is that time. God is with us through wildfires and pandemics. God is with us through political division that continues to linger. God is with us through earthquakes and natural disasters. God is with us through toilet paper shortages and hand sanitizer shortages and hoarding of resources in general because we are afraid that somehow we will not have enough. God is then still with us. God always has been. God always is, and God always shall be with us. Through it all, God is there. So despite some unwelcome surprises and numerous changes that 2020 has brought us, God has been there with us every step of the way, helping us along, enabling us to endure, guiding our path, and seeing us through. That is amazing news, church. And that's good news for all of us today to hear. In case we might be inclined to just remember all of the hardship that we've experienced in 2020, Let's also remember some of those amazing good surprises and celebrations that 2020 has brought our church community and the world around us. God has been at work through this congregation, sharing the love of Jesus, transforming the world, being Christ's hands and feet made visible here on earth. And so when we look back at 2020, when we remember 2020, let's also remember and celebrate meals that were made for the NOAA project in Detroit. Nails hammered into houses for Habitat for Humanity. Volunteer hours shared at Cass Community Social Services in Detroit. And a great coat collection shared with Cass as well. A scrap metal drive right here at our own church parking lot. Selling items for Days for Girls to empower young women to be in school year-round. Gifts of Hope delivered to children, foster children in Livingston County. Mittens and hats and gloves donated to our overflowing mitten tree. Non-slip socks collected for the Regency of Whitmore Lake for the residents there. Worshiping outside together during the warm summer months and the cool fall days. Hiring a children and student ministries director and welcoming preschool children back to school. Baptizing babies and young children and parents. Confirming students during Confirmation Sunday in October and welcoming back Reverend Dr. Sherry Parker Lewis to that special worship service. New members joining our church community this fall. Dressing up for Trunk or Treat as we reached out into the community and as our congregation enjoyed a fun, safe, socially distanced Halloween celebration at both our Whitmore Lake and our Brighton campuses. Having Advent in a Box activities for our children and our families. Providing care for our congregation, sharing prayer quilts, making phone calls and writing cards. Small groups connecting online for support and community, and loved ones remembered and honored in All Saints Sunday. And through it all, the love of God shown through this community, through an amazing church family. God is up to good things, and the peace of Christ lives and reigns. God is Emmanuel. God is always with us. So on days when our plans go astray, on days when we are unpleasantly surprised, let us turn to be a little bit more like Joseph, to adapt our plans with patience, to change course with courage, knowing that God is Emmanuel, that Jesus is always with us. So may the peace of Christ fill our hearts and our minds this Advent season as we wait in anticipation with great delight for the birth of our newborn King and Savior, Jesus Christ. And may the Advent candles of hope and love and joy and peace shine brightly, and may we bear that light to the world. Amen.
Good morning. I'm Suzanne Everett. It's been wonderful to hear words and songs of hope and peace this morning through the service. As we pray, may you be filled with the light and peace of our God. Let's pray. God of peace, you are the Holy One that fills us with your breath and shines your light into all the world. When we search for peace in the world, we can be overwhelmed by the darkness of hurt and need. Thank you for showing us a different way to respond. When Joseph was overwhelmed by the change in his relationship and coming marriage to Mary, God, your light comforted and emboldened him to respond with love and peace. This year, we have been overwhelmed by the darkness of the world in untold ways. Through this prayer and our daily prayers, help embolden our responses with your light and love and peace. Lord, for those facing health concerns amidst a worldwide health crisis, embolden them with mercy and healing. For those who grieve the loss of loved ones, may God's love wrap around them so they know they are not alone. For those who through their work find themselves confronting the dangers of the pandemic day after day, we pray for their safety, their endurance, their peace of mind. For those whose work, their source of income and stability has been lost, we pray for your divine intercession. For those in leadership roles in our church and in our communities, we pray that your wisdom and compassion will be their guides. We pray that your light rejuvenates their spirits for what lies ahead. We thank you, Lord, for your love and mercy that brings us hope and peace. Lord, each one praying right now has concerns on their hearts. We lay these burdens at your feet and rejoice that you have promised to help bear the weight so we don't have to carry it alone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. As the anticipation of Advent wells up and carries us forward, may we remember the hope, love, joy and peace instilled in the coming of our Lord Jesus the Christ. We pray that amidst the darkness, you will help us remember that even one light, one glimmering, shaking, flickering light can dispel the darkness. For God's love casts out fear. God's light is always present and with us. As bearers of the light, Lord, we pray that you will show us where to carry the light next. Where should we shine your light in the world? Where can each of us bring forth peace, joy, love, and hope? When we pray together, we bridge the physical distance between us by joining our hearts and our words together with the prayer Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Friends, there are so many ways to respond to God's word in our midst, and one of them is through the giving of our tithes and our offerings. During this time of the service, we'd like to invite you to give generously to the ministries of our church so that we can continue to be a blessing to folks in our community. There are so many different ways to give. One of them is through the online giving portal that we have on our website. We would love to encourage you to go visit that site to give to the church. In addition to that, many of you have been sending your gifts through the mail, and we've appreciated receiving gifts that way. Some of you have dropped your gifts by at the church office, and we've appreciated receiving your gifts in that way as well. There are a couple of other ways to give. You can give online using PayPal, and there are text-to-give options that are described on our website. We're grateful during this time for every single gift that we receive as a church. We know that it's a difficult time, but we want to let you know that during this time, we've continued to support our neighbors who are struggling financially. We've continued to make sure that all of the ministries here at this church have continued to transpire. So we hope during this time that you will be able to continue to support our ministries here at the church and continue to support all the great work that God is doing in our community. Will you please give generously so that the great work that Jesus Christ is up to here in Brighton and in Whitmore Lake can continue. Thanks be to God. Amen.
As we end our time of worship, I want to share with you two announcements. First, I have been overwhelmed by the amazing generosity that this church has shared. And you're invited to continue that generosity through your year-end gifts. If you'd like to give a year-end gift, you can do so through December 30th. The second announcement I have for us is to an invitation to online Christmas Eve worship. And I would encourage you to extend an invitation to family and friends, neighbors and coworkers that might not yet have a spiritual home, that would love to receive an invitation to Christmas Eve worship. Invite them online for 5 o'clock worship as we feature some kids in worship with a special nativity play. Or invite them to worship at 7 o'clock for our traditional Christmas Eve service. Or at 9 o'clock as we gather outside for a brief 15-minute service, wearing masks, of course, socially distanced, staying close to your cars, for Christmas Eve worship in that way, as we sing Silent Light and raise our glow sticks in the air. I'd encourage you to invite somebody to Christmas Eve this week. As we end this time of worship, may the love of God always be with you. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ fill you, and may the power of the Holy Spirit be with you, that you might go forth to share God's love, to shine God's light in this world. May you go in peace this day to love and to serve the Lord. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.